Exclusive, MTG on move to censure Tlaib. She led pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas insurrection at Capitol Complex. By Hannah Blow on October 28, 2023. The pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas movement in the U.S. is a real danger and could be bigger than Black Lives Matter. BLM, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, walking listeners through her decision to file a resolution to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, whom she claims led an insurrection. Greene spoke about the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas movement growing in the states and identified it as a real danger, predicting that it could become bigger than BLM. The one I have my eyes on right now is the Free Palestine, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas movement, which is turning into what I would call a terrorist movement within our own lands here in our country. She said, explaining that she watched them do an insurrection on our Capitol complex just 2 weeks ago that Rashida Tlaib led, leading to her censure resolution. Related, pro-Palestinian protesters occupy federal office building on Capitol Hill. Now they're starting to attack people individually. And, you know, they're rising, and this is the real danger. It's going to be bigger than BLM, I think. Going in throughout this next year, she said, explaining that some of the language in her censure has made Republican colleagues uncomfortable. And that's because I'm far ahead of them in the knowledge that I have on the groups that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, many progressives are embedded with, but mostly Rashida Tlaib herself, she explained. Who she is financed by, who does the fundraising for her, people that donate to her across the country. These people, they're pro-Palestinian, but to be pro-Palestinian is pro-Hamas. And that is really the truth. And there's people, unfortunately, that are uncomfortable with saying that. I have no discomfort in saying that whatsoever because I know exactly who these people are and their links with. You know, radical communist, Islamic activists like Linda Sarsour and many others, Greene said, defending her use of the word insurrection. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Marjorie Taylor Greene, October 28, 2023. I hope a lot of your listeners call into my Republican colleagues and tell them they better vote for this resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib because they are. They're sorely undereducated on who this woman is if they don't vote for this. It definitely was an insurrection. It was organized and led, Greene continued, noting that she did a live video during the protest because her office was in the building. These people came in our office buildings, they pushed through security. They refused to leave, they went in and interrupted a Senate hearing. They were going throughout all of our office buildings in the Capitol complex. And they broke the same federal law that January 6th defendants are being absolutely persecuted by Biden's DOJ for, she said, pointing to the sheer hypocrisy. I'm not talking about the ones that assaulted Capitol Police or caused damage to the Capitol, she clarified. I'm talking about people that just walked in the buildings and walked around on January 6th. It is absolutely no different than what Rashida Tlaib's organized groups did just a few weeks ago. The congresswoman continued, pointing to the radical nature of one of the groups, Jewish Voice for Peace, which is not a peaceful group. The ADL identifies them as a radical leftist, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel group. I mean, if you think the ADL, I mean, we're talking about the Anti-Defamation League, and they're labeling Jewish Voice for Peace as a radical leftist, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic group? That is a clear sign that these people are borderline terrorists, she said, also noting ties to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which raises the money to make people hate us. Southern Poverty Law Center targets us and raises the money to make people hate us, she said, also pointing to the group Global Intifada. Intifada means Arab uprising and rebellion, which is jihad. So that is the group that she led in. That's the group that did an insurrection that day. And that's why this is such a serious issue, Greene said, adding that Tlaib should not be a member of Congress. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.